ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गे प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति 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 टुडे वी थॉट वी विल स्टार्ट अ न्यू उपनिषद क्लास तैत्तिरीय उपनिषद. There are many, many Upanishads. But of those many, 10 are said to be the major Upanishads because they have been commented upon by Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada. They have the commentary by Adi Shankaracharya. Of those 10, again, Taittiriyam is again very important Upanishad. Of course, every Upanishad is important. And Taittiriyam also has very popular commentary by Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada. So in this class, even though I am not going to read out the Bhashyam here, I am going to incorporate the commentary. Adi Shankara's commentary in between so that you will have complete vision. It's not simply, I won't be doing simply the text. But I had to, because so you will see the beauty of Shankaracharya's commentary also. And this Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, is from Yajurveda. And Yajurveda is a unique because it has two parts. One is Krishna Yajurvedaha, another part is Shukla Yajurvedaha. And it's Taittiriya Upanishad and Katha Upanishad. Both these Upanishads come within this Krishna Yajurveda. Ishavasya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad come in Shukla Yajurveda. So Krishna Yajurvediya Upanishad is Taittiriya Upanishad. And this Upanishad has three parts. And each part is known by the word it begins with. The first part or the first chapter begins with the word Shiksha. So it's called Shikshavalli. The second part begins with the word Brahma. Therefore it's called Brahmavalli or Brahmanandavalli. The third part, the begins with the word Bhriguhu. Therefore, it's called Bhriguvalli. Valli means chapter or section, a part. And this Taittiriya Upanishad is from Krishna Yajurveda, you know. But it is from Taittiriya Aranyakam. There is something called Taittiriya Aranyakam, which consists of 10 chapters. So, of the 10 chapters, the first 6 chapters deal with karma, actually all about karma. And the last 4 chapters together called Taittiriya Upanishad. So, the Taittiriya Aranyakam consists of 10 chapters. First 6 chapters deal with the karma, karma kanda, subject matter of karma kanda. But the rest of the 4, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th, Hari, 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th. The four chapters form this Taittiriya Upanishad. But even here, Adishankara Bhagavatpada has written commentary only for the three chapters. That is 7th, 8th and 9th. So we study only the three chapters which form the Taittiriya Upanishad. And the last 10th chapter, which is also part of Taittiriya Upanishad, is separately known as Mahanarayana Upanishad. Where we come across the mantras which we chant when we receive sadhus and all that. So Mahanarayana Upanishad forms the 10th chapter of the Taittiriya Aranyakam, which is also part of Taittiriya Upanishad. But Adishankara Bhagavatpada did not write commentary on that last chapter. He didn't comment only on the three chapters. So which form the Taittiriya Upanishad which we are studying here. We are taken up for study. Janitin tradition that is being taught. Of course, we can learn, read all other Upanishads. But traditionally, when we study Taittiriya Upanishad, we study these three chapters which form this Taittiriya Upanishad. And here, why it is called Taittiriya Upanishad? If we say, because there's a story, we do not need to take it very seriously. One meaning is, it has been given by a rishi called Taittirihi, therefore it is called Taittiriya Upanishad. Then another thing is, a story is goes that way, there was a rishihi, the guruhu, Vaishampayanaha, and his disciple was Yajnavalkyaha. It seems this Yajnavalkya became highly arrogant because he was very, very sharp and very intelligent. He understood everything very quickly. So the teacher wanted to, wanted him to be free of his arrogance. So he told him, come on, you give me back all that you have learned from me. How can this student give back all that he has learned from the teacher? And he was wondering. So vomit out. And the only thing is, he has to become a bird, Taittiriya bird, and he had to vomit out. Then what happened? When he had to vomit out, just don't take it very seriously, okay? It's just a story. Then because, and all other students also, because it came out in the form of thing, it was highly, very well assimilated, digested knowledge, isn't it? It is easy for other people to consume what has been already digested, assimilated. If you have to work hard to assimilate something, it will take very long. If already assimilated food is given to you, it's easy to digest, isn't it? You can understand easily. Therefore, all other birds also are asked to become Taittiriya birds, and they consumed this thing. But what it means is, always the class has many students who are of different standards, levels. Uttamaha chatraha, madhyamaha chatraha, adamaha chatraha, sishyaha. The sishyas are of different levels. Uttama sishyaha, madhyama sishyaha, adama sishyaha. I mean, we don't say one is superior, one is inferior. One is of sharp intellect, other one may not be of equally sharp intellect. Then other person may take little longer to understand, grasp things. Then it is always the teacher tells the Uttama Sishya, come on, you explain whatever you have understood from me to other students. Even in schools and colleges, we have this habit of having group study where the group leader will talk to us again. Because the teacher has already taught. Like that here also, it must have been like this, that the teacher must have asked Yajnavalkya, Vaishampayana must have asked Yajnavalkya to teach, to re-explain whatever he has understood from him to other students, so the other students also can easily understand. So this is given like this. Because already well understood, assimilated, thing, when it is given out, it will be easy for students to understand. So he must have done that, so other students must have understood from him. This is the meaning behind the story, okay? But anyway, that's why it's called Taittiriya Upanishad. Definitely, I do not need to explain the meaning of the word Upanishad. Still, we can do it later on. And this Taittiriya Upanishad is very special and unique because it has two Shanti mantras. Of course, every Veda has a Shanti Pataha, and every Upanishad belonging to any Veda has its own Shanti Pataha. This particular Upanishad has two Shanti mantras, two Shanti Pataha. One is Shanno Mitra, other one is Sahana Bhavatu, which you all know. For the first section, which begins with the word Siksha, which is called Siksha Vandi, has this Shanti Mantra, begin Shanti Mantra, Shanno Mitra. And second and the third chapters, second, third parts, have this Sahana Otu as the Shanti Pataha. Anyway, the purpose of doing any Shanti Pata is the same. Removal of obstacles, generally. Two things are mainly prayed for through this Shanti Pataha. What are the two important things prayed for through this Shanti Pataha? Say, prayer for the best. Prayer for the best instruments, because we need to have our instruments of knowledge. All our instruments must be healthy. So the well-being and the healthy instruments, healthy karanani. What all the karanas you have? You want first, now the physical well-being, of course, is a must. Without being physically healthy, it is impossible for us to achieve anything and to study Shastram and understand Shastram. Physical well-being. Apart from that, we also ask for the well-being of the all our karanas. Pancha Jnana Indriyani, Pancha Karma Indriyani, Pancha Pranaha, Manaha, Buddhihi. You know, we can say 19 aspects or 17 aspects or 16 aspects. No, antakaranam as a whole. All these karanas must be, all these instruments must be healthy. So that, healthy means what? They must be healthy in the sense, they must be functioning appropriately. They must function when they should be functioning. There is a time when your sense organs must be active. Then there's a time when your organs of actions must be passive. There's a time mind must be alert. Of course, mind must be alert always. In the class, organ of speech should not be working. Should be passive. And here the organ of listening must be sharp, attentive, must be functioning properly. So you can't allow all the organs to be active always. There is an appropriate time when should they be active, which organ should be active, which should be involved in doing things, which should not be involved in doing things also. Isn't it? So like this, this is the prayer. First prayer is well-being of the karanani. Why? Because it is appropriate behavior also, the functioning of the karanas are also very important, because they are very much important for mental mind preparedness, isn't it? Therefore, this is the thing. Then we said, so they must be healthy and they must be functioning appropriately. That means the application of these instruments also must be proper. Therefore, the prayer is for two things are prayed for through this Shanti Mantraha. And here, and we invoke the grace of all the devatas. You all know very well that every organ has its own presiding deity, the devata. We seek the grace of the devata for the appropriate, for the well-being, for the good health, and the appropriate functioning of the devata, the organ also. So we have, every organ has its own presiding devata, deity. We had it in Tattva Bodha also. So here we come across some devatas. All the devatas are here. And we pray to the Lord in the form of devatas. We pray to each devata to bless us with auspiciousness. That's the main thing. Auspiciousness means may all these organs be healthy, may all these organs be functioning appropriately, that may this, so that one can be prepared for knowledge. The knowledge will not be, there will not be any obstacle, pratibandha. Okay? So, the first prayer and another prayer is for pratibandha nivrittihi, removal of obstacles. Two things. Is it clear now? So, healthy organs and limbs and appropriate functioning of the limbs, the organs, first prayer. Second prayer is removal of obstacles. Is it clear? These are the prayers given through, presented through this Shanti Pataha. So we'll see that mantra now. Then, and it's very important to learn to chant this Upanishad very carefully, because of all the Upanishads, we have lost the swaras. We have lost the marks. So, the chanting tradition has become broken now of other Upanishads. Like Katha, other Upanishads must have had earlier the swaras. Somehow, become vichinna sampradaya means the tradition that the chanting has become broken. The tradition has become broken. But at least Taittiriya Upanishad and Ishavasya Upanishad, we still have swaras. Still, it is very popularly chanted everywhere. You will not have heard any other Upanishad being chanted. This is very often chanted along with Rudram Chamakam. Even the temples would have heard Taittiriya Upanishad being chanted for Abhishekam and all that. So, and then when you listen to me carefully, and you can follow. And when I enter into the first section, I'll also teach you the swaras, because the Taittiriya Upanishad itself teaches that. And one more thing I want to tell you, the first section actually, the first and the third part of this Upanishads only talk about the disciplines. There is no actual Vedanta Shastram is not taught in the first chapter or the third chapter. The actual Vedantic teaching is only in the second chapter, which is called Brahmavalli or Brahmanandavalli. So first chapter teaches you only the disciplines. So that thereby it teaches you the disciplines, thereby it helps you to prepare your mind for knowledge. So what are all the disciplines? Even though it also talks, the disciplines means, we can say the three types of karma. Three types of karma are presented here, in the first chapter itself. Kayikam karma, vachikam karma, manasam karma. There are certain things prescribed in the first chapter which involve the physical body's physical activity. And there are certain rituals to be performed which involve physical activity. And there are certain things and which involves your oral activity. And there also prescribed some upasanas, which we will see when we do actually the first chapter. We don't need to talk about it now. Let us do first the Shanti Mantra. I don't know whether all of you have it or not. Well, we will, next class, we'll try to get it xeroxed for all of you. I don't have the English copy, that's why I didn't make effort to xerox it. Om. See, this Upanishad is in a prose form. And therefore, there are many paragraphs. There are 12 paragraphs which form this Sikshavalli. So, this each paragraph in Sanskritam is called Anuvakaha. Anuvakaha. And the first Anuvakaha, the first paragraph actually forms the Shanti Pataha. And the 12th Anuvakaha, the 12th paragraph of the first chapter also forms what? The Shanti Pataha. So the first paragraph, the first Anuvakaha and the concluding Anuvakaha, both Anuvakas have only Shanti Pataha. The 10 Anuvakas we have, 10 paragraphs we have some teaching. So, Prathama Siksha Valli. Siksha Valli. So, Valli, I told you, section or chapter or part. And Siksha Valli, Prathama. Valli is a feminine gender word. Therefore, it's a first section. Your Prathama Siksha Valli. And this begins because this the chapter begins with the word Siksha. But here first we have the Shanti Mantra. Om. Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha. Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha. Shanno Mitra. Shanno Mitra. Say after me twice because you have to follow the swaras. Shanno Mitra.
Shanno Mitra.
Shanno Mitra. Shambarunaha. 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 Shanno Mitra. Shambarunaha. Shanno Mitra. Shambarunaha. Shanno Mitra. Shambarunaha. Shanno Bhavatvariyama. Shanno Bhavatvariyama. Shanno Bhavatvariyama. Shanna Indro. Shanna Indro. Shanna Indro.
Shanna Indro.
Brihaspatihi. 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 Shanna Indro. Shanna Indro. Shanna Indro. Brihaspatihi.
Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro.
Shanna Indro.
Again.
Shanna Indro.
Brihaspatihi.
Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro. Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro. Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro. Brihaspatihi. Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno
Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane. Again.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane. Namaste. Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
namo brahmane namo brahmane namo brahmane namaste vayo namaste vayo namaste vayo tvameva 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 pratyaksham
pratyaksham
pratyaksham tvameva pratyaksham
tvameva pratyaksham
brahmasi
brahmasi
brahmasi tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi
tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi
tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi
tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi
tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi tvameva
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 pratyaksham
pratyaksham
tvameva pratyaksham
tvameva pratyaksham
tvameva pratyaksham
tvameva pratyaksham
brahmavadishyami
brahmavadishyami
brahmavadishyami tvameva pratyaksham brahmavadishyami
tvameva pratyaksham brahmavadishyami
tvameva pratyaksham brahmavadishyami ritam vadishyami
ritam vadishyami
ritam vadishyami satyam vadishyami
satyam vadishyami
satyam vadishyami ritam vadishyami
ritam vadishyami
satyam vadishyami
satyam vadishyami
tanmamavatu
tanmamavatu
tanmamavatu tanmamavatu
tanmamavatu
tanmamavatu tadvaktaramavatu
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 vaktaramavatu tanmamavatu
tanmamavatu
tadvaktaramavatu
tadvaktaramavatu
avatu mam
avatu mam
avatu mam
avatu mam
avatu vaktaram
avatu vaktaram
avatu vaktaram avatu mam
avatu mam
avatu vaktaram
avatu vaktaram
om shanti shanti shanti
om shanti shanti shanti
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
दिस् विल् प्राक्टिस् दिस् चाण्टिङ्ग् प्रापर्ली इन् अवर् क्लास् नौ लेट् अस् सी द मीनिङ्ग् दिस् वर्ड् शम् ऐ टाट् यू इवन् अर्लियर् शङ्करः शं करोति इति शङ्करः Bhagavad, one of the names of the Lord is Shankara. Sham, I taught you many synonyms of this word Sham. Remember? Sham, do you remember? Shivam, then Shubham, Mangalam, Kalyanam, Bhadram, Swasti. You learnt many words. And Sham,
Shanno mit
मित्रः. सो मित्रः नः शं भवतु. भवतु इज नॉट देयर, वी हैव टू ऐड योर माइंड टू गेट द कंप्लीट मीनिंग. शं भवतु. एंड हू इज मित्रः? One of the names of the devatas, one of the devatas is called Mitraha. Mitraha is the name of the devata who presides over our the function of exhalation. Exhalation. So Pranaha. So Prana devata is called Mitraha. Why Pranaha? Prak gamanavan vayuhu pranaha. Why prak gamanavan pranaha? See, the carbon dioxide which goes up and goes out through the nostrils. It was called prak gamanavan pranaha. Generally, pranaha means pranavayuhu, in Tamil means oxygen. So it's the inhalation, inhaled air. But here, you have to understand, pranaha here means prak gamanavan, the one who goes up through the nostrils, goes out through the nostrils is prak gamanavan pranaha. And the prana devata, the one who presides over this function of exhalation, is called mitraha. So may the devata mitraha bring auspiciousness to us, or be a source of auspiciousness. So there should not be any problem with my function of respiration, that I should not feel any suffocation, that I should be comfortable so that I can concentrate and listen and understand. Isn't it? So Mitra Devata, we don't really consider how thoughtfully these prayers have been made. Mitraha naha sham bhavatu. Naha means for us. Sham means auspiciousness. And who? Mitraha. So Mitra Devata, bring auspiciousness to us. Be a source of auspiciousness to us. Who presides over this exhalation? Prana Devata. Shan no mitra.
Channo mitra.
So mitraha. Then we have to state together.
Channo mitra sham varunaha. Shambar mitra sham varunaha.
Then varunaha naha sham bhavatu. Varunaha, generally when I think of Varuna, we look at Varuna as a devata who presides over the rains. But here, Varunaha is the one who is the presiding deity of the function of inhalation. So, Adho Gamanavan Vayuhu Apanaha. Apana Devata is Varunaha here. Adho Gamanavan, the air which goes through the nostrils, which goes down into the lungs, is called Adho Gamanavan Vayuhu Apanaha. Here, Apana is oxygen, inhalation of oxygen. Therefore, Adog, this Apana Devata is called Varunaha. May Varuna Devata, who presides over the function of this inhalation, bless us with auspiciousness, bring us auspiciousness. Be the source of auspiciousness. That means, let them take care of. So, let them be functioning properly. Let these Devatas, Mitraha and Varunaha, bless me that all these, my functions of inhalation and exhalation, the function of respiration takes place properly, that it doesn't become an obstacle or hindrance in my pursuit of Shastra Jnanam.
Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha. Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha. Shanno Bhavat Variyama, Shanno Bhavatvariyama.
In fact, every pulmonologist should teach this to their patients.
Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha, 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 Shanno Bhavatvariyama,
Shanno
Bhavatvariyama. Here Sham Naha Bhavatu Aryama. Aryama is another name for the sun, Suryaha. Another word for Surya. Suryaha has many words, means many names are there, and one word is Aryama. So Aryama, the Surya Devata. Surya Devata is presiding deity of which organ?
Eyes.
So Surya Devata, the presiding deity of the eyes, bring auspiciousness to us. Mangalam Bhavatu, So blessed be the source of auspiciousness. Aryama Naha Sham Bhavatu. Shanno Bhavatvariyama.
Shanno Bhavatvariyama.
Because the Sandhi Bhavatu Aryama together becomes Bhavatvariyama.
Shanno Bhavatvariyama.
Shanno
Bhavatvariyama.
Shanna Indro.
Shanna Indro.
Shanna Indro,
Shanna Indro,
Brihaspatihi,
Brihaspatihi.
You have seen three devatas now. Mitraha, Varunaha, Aryama. Now fourth devata, Indraha. And Indraha, you all know very well, mainly hands and legs and physical prowess and strength. Indraha is the presiding deity of physical prowess, strength, hands and legs. Therefore, Indra Devata, may Indra Devata bless us with auspiciousness, bring auspiciousness to us, be a source of auspiciousness. Sham Naha Bhavatu. Indraha Sham Naha Sham Bhavatu.
Shanna Indra.
Shanna
Indro.
Then Brihaspatihi.
Brihaspatihi.
We make it just that we mention the name of the Devata, we don't even say the prayer there. Prayer is implied there. May Brihaspatihi, another Devata. May Brihaspatihi, fifth Devata. Brihaspatihi be a source of auspiciousness. Brihaspatihi is also called Vachaspatihi. This Brihaspatihi, the Devata who presides over your power of intellection. Intelligence, good memory, intelligence, sharp intellect. To have that, you need the grace of Brihaspati. So, Brihaspati, one who presides over the power of intellection, the Buddhi Shakti also, blesses with auspiciousness. Here is very important, because we need to invoke the grace of Brihaspati, really all of us. And of course we have to invoke grace of everybody, all the devatas, especially because even to be blessed with the clarity, you need good power of intellection. And even if you have clarity also, when you want to ask for any doubts, when you want to talk about it also, you must be precise and brief. The longer we make our communication, more confusing will be. The more precise we are, more brief we are, we will avoid unnecessary confusions. So if it be possible for one to have precision and brevity, only if we have clarity. So precision and brevity depends upon one's clarity also. So the teacher must be very clear in his unfoldment. Of course, the student also has to understand very clearly. And even when he puts his, even to put
his doubts across, if he takes very long to present his doubt, sometimes the teacher cannot even understand what the student is asking. Therefore, the student must have sharp intellect, that he should be able to understand everything clearly, and his doubts also he can present it briefly and precisely, so that it will be easy for him to get his doubts cleared also. Therefore, Brihaspati's grace is specially needed as a Shastra student. We said, so may Brihaspati, you know, bless us with the sharpness of intellect, that we'll be able to understand everything clearly and will be. So he says, may Brihaspati bless us with auspiciousness. So here, Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi,
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi,
Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha,
Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha.
Now here next comes Sham Naha Vishnuhu. Vishnuhu, this adjective for this Vishnuhu, Urukramaha. You know, Urukramaha. The one Uru means big. Kramaha means, you know, crossing the foot also. Urukramaha means the person of long stride. Trivikramaha. You heard about Trivikrama in Bhagavata Puranam. And here we have Urukramaha. Vishnu is called Urukramaha. So why? Because all pervasiveness. Urukramaha. And Vishnu is the devata mainly for legs and feet. Who presides over the, you know, legs and feet. The presiding deity of the legs and feet, Vishnuhu, Urukramaha, Trivikramaha, Urukramaha, Naha blesses with auspiciousness. Naha Shambhavatu.
Shanno, Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi, Shanno Vishnu Urukramaha, No Vishnu Rurukramaha.
We read all these names of devatas in Tattvabodha. I think if you go home, take Tattvabodha book and see the reference. You know, you can find out the devatas of different organs.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi, Shanno Indro Brihaspatihi, Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha, Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha, Namo Brahmane, Namo Brahmane,
Namaha Brahmane, Brahmane Namaha. Here Brahmane Namaha means, here Brahman is Hiranyagarbha. So, who is Hiranyagarbha? Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha, Samashti Sukshma, the total subtle manifestation. So it's called Hiranyagarbha here. So Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara actually. Ishvara, Samashti Sukshma. The Lord who is manifest as the entire subtle universe. He is Brahman in this context, not Parabrahma. So, Namo Brahmane,
Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo, Namaste Vayo.
And here, the Samashti Sukshma Prapancha, so the Lord who is manifest as the entire subtle universe is called Brahman here. So, salutations unto the Lord who is manifest as the entire Sukshma Prapancha, Hiranyagarbha. So here Hiranyagarbha actually represented by Vayu Devata. Why? All this, the entire Sukshma Shariram represented by what? No, Pranaha. The Prana represents the entire Sukshma Shariram. Therefore, Samashti Pranaha represents the entire Sukshma Prapancha, the entire subtle universe. We don't need to talk about separately sense organs, organs of actions, mind, etc., etc. the entire Sukshma Shariram, all the 16 factors together which constitute the subtle body is represented by Pranaha. Understand? And the Prana is represented by, what is Prana? Vayuhu. Therefore, the Samashti Sukshma Prapancha is represented by Samashti Prana, and Samashti Prana is represented by Vayuhu. So, Vayuhu, the Vayu Devata. You cannot see the Vayu through your physical eyes, but you can understand, you can feel the Vayu is accessible through your nostrils. Therefore, it is not something invisible. It is invisible, but still it is accessible. You can understand, feel that Vayu. Therefore,
Namo Brahmane, Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo, Namaste Vayo.
He Vayo, oh, he Vayu Devata, you are, in fact, Samashti, you say Vayu, you're actually bowing to Bhagavan in the form of Sukshma Prapancha Hiranyagarbha. Namo, Namaha Te Astu, He Vayo. He Hiranyagarbha, salutations unto you. He Hiranyagarbha, salutations unto you. Namaha Te Vayo. One who is in the form of Vayu.
Namaste Vayo. Namaste Vayo.
Now can you think of how devatas, all devatas, Mitraha, Varunaha, Aryama, Indraha, Brihaspatihi, Vishnuhu, Vayuhu. Seven devatas. In fact, many other places, we invoke the grace of every devata. Every devata here, all the elements are worshipped, and we invoke the grace of all the devatas in the form of all the elements also. So here we have come across the seven names of seven devatas here.
Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Now we don't see the Brahman through physical eyes, but here Bhagavan, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwaraha, in the form of subtle universe, is pratyaksham, is available, accessible for us in the form of very Vayu. Every time you inhale, you exhale, you are, what now, you are feeling Bhagavan in the form of Vayu. We don't need to wait for Bhagavan, okay, to go and search for Bhagavan here. So, pratyaksham Brahma. Brahman is never pratyaksham. Brahman is neither pratyaksham nor paroksham. Brahman is always aparoksham. Isn't it? Brahman, the reality is never available for perception at all, either for direct perception or indirect perception. Because the very perceiver is there as Brahman. But here we say, pratyaksham Brahma, you are the Brahman. You are Brahman whom I feel in the form of Vayu. Therefore he says,
Twameva pratyaksham brahmasi.
So the Hiranyagarbha alone is there as the Vayu, and whom we feel through our nostrils, through the inhalation and exhalation also.
For Twameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Twameva pratyaksham brahmasi.
We directly, without any difficulty, we feel the Vayu, Bhagavan, the Hiranyagarbha, Samashti, Sukshma Prapanchaha, Samashti, Sukshma Devata, is in the form of, Ishwara is in the form of Vayu Devata, whom we see directly. Therefore, you are, O Vayu Devata, you are Pratyaksham Brahma. You are Brahman available directly for us through our nostrils. He says,
Twameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Twameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Twameva. Twameva.
First we said Twameva. Now Twameva. Twam is a nominative word and Twam is an objective word.
Twameva. Twameva.
நீ உன்னை பிரத்யக்ஷம் பிரத்யக்ஷம் பிரம்ம வதிஷ்யாமி
பிரம்ம வதிஷ்யாமி.
சோ வதிஷ்யாமி ஐ ஷல் டிக்ளேர் தட் யூ ஆர் பிரம்மன் துவாம் ஏவ பிரம்ம வதிஷ்யாமி. யூ ஆர் பிரம்மன், யூ ஆர் சமஷ்டி ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப சமஷ்டி சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்ச, யூ ஆர் சமஷ்டி சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்ச ஈஸ்வர. சோ ஐ ஷல் டிக்ளேர் தட் யூ ஆர் பிரம்மன் சகுணம் பிரம்ம. த்வாமேவ பிரத்யக்ஷம் பிரம்ம வதிஷ்யாமி
த்வாமேவ பிரத்யக்ஷம் பிரம்ம வதிஷ்யாமி
ரிதம் வதிஷ்யாமி
ரிதம் வதிஷ்யாமி.
நாட் ஓன்லி ஆர் யூ தி சமஷ்டி சூக்ஷ பிரபஞ்ச சமஷ்டி ஈஸ்வர சகுணம் பிரம்ம, நாட் ஓன்லி ஆர் ஈஸ்வர ஏ வாயோ, யூ ஐ ஷல் டிக்ளேர் தட் யூ ஆர் ருத்தம், யூ ஆர் சத்தியம், யூ அலோன் ஆர் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ருத்தம், யூ ஆர் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் சத்தியம். த வாட் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ருத்தம் அண்ட் சத்தியம், வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? இன் ஜென்ரலி ருத்தம் அண்ட் சத்தியம் மீன் த சேம். த வேர்ட்ஸ் ருத்தம் அண்ட் சத்தியம் டு நாட் ஹாவ் எனி டிஃபரெண்ட் மீனிங்ஸ். But whenever these two words come together, then we have to make a slight distinction, difference between these two words. Ritam means truth, Satyam also means truth. But in this context, when these two words come together, the what the Ritam, thou art the Satyam, hey Vayu Devata, you are Brahman, you are Ishvara, you are Samashti Prapancha, you represent, na? And you are I shall declare that you are Rutam. So the difference is, Satyam means right knowledge. Satyam means right knowledge of disciplines, right knowledge of values, right knowledge of the subject matter. It's called Satyam. So how to understand what is right knowledge? So knowledge which is based on the Shastram, which is in keeping with the Shastram. So yatha Shastram jnanam, what is knowledge, right knowledge? If our knowledge is wrong knowledge, then it's a problem. We think we know, but our knowledge, our understanding, it is wrong, means a problem. So whatever knowledge we have, that must be right knowledge, appropriate right knowledge, correct knowledge, not incorrect. Therefore he says that yatha shastram jnanam, if a person's knowledge is in keeping with or as said in the shastram, knowledge of anything. And then also yata, also we can say yuktihi. What is right knowledge? Knowledge which is based on Shastram and which is based on one's yuktihi, reasoning, and anubhavaha is the right knowledge. So that whatever this right knowledge is there, O Lord, hey Vayu Devata, you are the what? Brahman, and the what? This right knowledge also. And what is Rutam now? If I simply know what is right, if we have the knowledge of right knowledge of values, it's only Satyam. If my behavior, my actions are in conformity with my right knowledge, is it? Then it's called Rutam. யதா ஜானம் அனுஷ்டானம், யதா ஜானம் அனுஷ்டானம் இஸ் ருத்தம். ஐ மே நோ ஸ்பீக்கிங் த ட்ரூத் இஸ் ரைட், டெல்லிங் லைஸ் இஸ் ராங். ஐ நோ திஸ் இஸ் தேர்ஸ் நோ டவுட் அபவுட் இட், ரைட் நாலெட்ஜ். But if my actions are not in conformity with my knowledge of right and wrong, then, isn't it? Then, yatha jnanam anushtanam is not there. Then it is unrutam, isn't it? So, rutam means, so, behavior and actions, lifestyle, being in conformity with one's knowledge, right knowledge of values and disciplines. And the right knowledge is that which is based on shastram and yukti, reasoning, and anubhava. Is it clear now? So this rutam and satyam, both of them are what now? Oh Vayu Devata, you are the rutam. I shall declare you are. There's no rutam other than some outside of Ishvara. There's no satyam outside of Ishvara. Therefore, you are rutam and you are satyam. Is it clear now? So, yatha jnanam anushtanam rutam. Is it clear now? So, living one's lifestyle, living one's life and following one's disciplines, all one's actions and behavior, if it is in conformity with one's knowledge, then if I live what I know, if there is alignment between my knowledge and my lifestyle behavior, what I speak, what I do is in alignment with my knowledge of right and wrong, it is called ritam. And my right knowledge of disciplines and everything, subject matter, is called what? Satyam. So you are ritam and you are satyam. And the difference. Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami.
Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami.
Ritam vadishyami.
Ritam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Tanmamavatu.
Tanmamavatu.
Tad tan mam avatu. If you spit it, tad mam avatu becomes tan mam avatu. Like you asked me before, and in Mrityunjay mantra, you know. Then the second line.
Urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityor mukshiyamamrutat.
Urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityor or bandhanat mrityor. Somebody asked me. I think Rajneesh asked me. So here, why takara? I told you because it's all the soft consonant takes the its own nasal. The word bandhanan mukshiya. But when you want to know the meaning, it becomes bandhanat mukshiya. Similarly, here also, tad mam avatu becomes tan mam avatu.
Tan mam avatu.
Tan mam avatu.
Avatu may protect. See, whenever in Upanishads, in Shastram, you use the word avatu, you ask for both relative protection and absolute protection. So the total protection, complete protection. That is why these mantras are very, very effective. You don't simply say, avatu, please protect me. You don't simply casually ask. You ask for total protection.
Tan mam avatu.
So tad mam avatu. May, now tad here is that. That means what? May that Hiranyagarbha. May Ishwaraha. May Sagunam Brahm, Saguna Ishwaraha. May some, no, the Lord who is manifest as the Samashti Suksha Prapancha, may that Ishvara, may that Lord, may Hiranyagarbha, may Samashti Sukshma Prapancha, Prapanchaha, you know, Ishvara and Ma Samashti Suksha Prapancha, protect me. Tad Mam Avatu. Protect me means what? May He protect me relatively and also absolutely. So may He bless me with all that I need, physical, May he bless me with physical well-being. May he bless me with emotional well-being. May he bless me with all appropriate, healthy limbs and organs. And may he bless me with the right knowledge. May he bless me with the capacity to apply these things also properly. And may he bless me with knowledge. Help me prepare mind for knowledge. May he bless me with the knowledge also. Thereby may he protect me relatively and absolutely. May he protect me totally. So, tad mam avatu. Tan mam avatu.
Tan mam avatu.
Not only me, may the Lord protect this teacher also. Vaktaram avatu. For tad vaktaram.
Tadvaktaramavato.
Because Vedic tradition always gives importance for studying with the help of the teacher, not by oneself. And it's very important for the teacher also to be healthy. Therefore, he says,
Tadvaktaramavato. Tadvaktaramavato.
Now we have to really say, because Swamiji is not very well. He's okay, but still we have to pray. Puja Swamiji's health. Maybe I thought I'll just do some Shivratri puja we have. I want to tell you in between, I want to not forget it. We have following Shivratri, so we'll also do some Mrityunjaya mantra. Chapo.
Tadvaktaramavato. Tadvaktaramavato. Avato mam. Avato mam.
When you are so desperate, you repeat it. Okay? You emphasize, you make your prayer more emphatic by repeating it.
Avato mam, avato mam.
May the Lord, who is manifest as the Suksha Prapanchaha, may Hiranyagarbha Ishwaraha, mam avato, may he protect me.
Avato mam, avato mam, avato vak. Taram, avato vaktaram.
So may the Lord protect the teacher also, the speaker.
Avato vaktaram, avato vaktaram. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Om shanti shanti shantihi.
So may Bhagavan, who is manifest as the whole Om, protect us, warding off all the obstacles arising from, arising as Adhyatmika Tapaha, Adi Bhautika Tapaha, and Adi Daivika Tapaha. All three different sources. Is it clear now? So, Shanti Mantra is over. We'll redo it. Yes, I want to start today. When we actually enter into the text, we'll do it again. But now we can read it once again.
Om. Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha. Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha. Shanno bhavatvariyama, shanno bhavatvariyama, shanna indro brihaspatihi, shanna indro brihaspatihi, shanno vishnururukramaha, shanno vishnururukramaha, namo brahmane, namo brahmane, namaste vayo, namaste vayo, Tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami. Tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami. Ritam vadishyami. Ritam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. Tanmam avato. Tadvaktaramavato. Tadvaktaramavato. Avato mam. Avato mam. Avato vaktaram. Avato vaktaram. Avato vaktaram.
वक्तारम्
अवतु वक्तारम्
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Give a tea break and come back.